Thank you, Pastor Bob. You know, we can give titles to anybody, and a title, in my opinion, is the lowest level of leadership, but the greatest level of leadership is respect. And that's something that I have high regards for our pastor, Bob Nichols, is respect. I trust him. I believe in his leadership. I listen to him, and I follow the instructions that he gives me. And that's very important. And I was thinking about what happened with Noah and his sons. Noah and his sons spent, some scholars believe, 120 years building the ark. Well, I don't know how long it took. Maybe with modern technology, maybe they could have built the ark in a year. But they didn't have modern technology back then, and it took them several years to build that ark. And when it was all said and done, only Noah, his sons, and their wives got on the ark, and God supernaturally closed them in and saved Noah and his sons. But as you read the story and the ark landed, Noah became a farmer, and one day he began to indulge a little bit too much in his own farming. And he got drunk. And one of his sons went in and came out and exposed his father's mistake. And that was the biggest mistake that son ever made. And I just want to say here tonight that sometimes we need to be very, very careful in who we tell what to. Because that son lost all his reward of the 120 years he spent with his father because he couldn't keep his mouth shut. The other two sons, they covered it up. They went on. And so I'm so thankful for my pastor because he's a man I can confide in. I had elders. Well, let me back up just for a moment. We are a debt-free ministry. We have 37 acres, 16,000 square foot facility all paid for. We don't owe anybody a dime. And we're very thankful for that. We've been that way for the last 4 years. Thank God. Amen. Pastor Bob talks about the post office and how you had to use a jackhammer. We got an old bar and I had to use a jackhammer. He was there 12 years. We were there 5 years. He gave me a prophetic word in December of 2002 and said, Brother Luther, he said, there's going to be a church that comes to you in Columbia and they're going to want to merge with you. Thank God for a pastor. Amen. And then that August, the transition team of the team that of this particular facility we're in now, they came to us and they said, you know, we want to merge with you. We've lost everybody. I said, well, what does it mean to merge? It says basically pay our debt off, almost $500,000. And so we felt in our hearts it was the right thing to do, and so we purchased that property from them, went into that facility, and in another 2.5 years we paid that facility off, and then 3 years later paid off another 30 acres. So we have 37 acres, and the spirit of double is upon us from our own pastor. And we're thankful for that. We are so thankful for that. But it comes because we respect his anointing, we respect his office. And so this last year, we had a couple of elders in our church decide that they didn't want me to be the pastor anymore. And everything indicated that to us that they were going to try to overthrow me and my wife. And Pastor Bob Nichols had been there the week before all this had came down to a final finale. And we came to Fort Worth and we got a phone call from a very loyal brother in the church and said, hey, did you know there's going to be an announcement? And when they announce it, it's going to be the end of your ministry. I said, no, I didn't know anything about that announcement. And so we shared it with Pastor Bob, and Pastor Bob said, you know what, I need to come back. He was just there the week before. He said, but I need to come back. And he stood in our pulpit, and he announced to our elders and to the rest of the congregation that he was on our board and that he and myself were the legal and the spiritual authority of this house. And he informed them if they wanted to continue to cause dissension in our church, they were more than welcome to leave and never come back and cause dissension somewhere else. And somebody accused me. They said, well, what kind of leader were you since you lost about a third of your congregation? I guess I said to them, Pastor Bob, I said, I guess I'm just like God. God lost a third of his congregation. It's not necessarily about leadership. It's about fellowship. And when Vicky and I first started the church, she stayed back here 2 years until Pastor found someone to replace us. And we're thankful for that because this church helped us plant that ministry in Columbia, Missouri. We're the only Word of Faith and one of only many churches in that community that are a church plant, not a church split. And it's because of this house, because of this pastor believing in us. And while my wife was on staff for those 2 years, not only did Pastor keep us in full salary, but he also gave us a raise. Now, where else can you go to find that kind of support? And he's believed in us from the day that we walked into this church in 1983, and he's believed in us from that day forward and kept on pouring into our lives. And this is why I say the greatest title that a man can have is not what we give him as a title, but the greatest thing that separates real leaders from other people with titles is respect. And tonight, I'd like for you to stand to your feet. I'd like for you, with me, to give an ovation to one of the greatest men that I know that God has used in our lives. And let's give him the respect that he really deserves. Our pastor, Bob Nichols.
Oh, let's give God the glory. Give God the glory here tonight. Hallelujah. Well, the thing that I wanted to get over when the chips came down, it pays to have somebody in your corner. And I've had people stand with me over 48 years. I've had people stand with me. We're not trying to play. It's not hard. It's kind of like a Baptist pastor in the city. He had the largest Baptist church at that time, and someone said, are you trying to run this church? And he said, no, I'm just making sure nobody else is running it. You got to. And I'm not being foolish. And I believe in carrying a big stick, but walking humbly before God. And it's, if God be for us, who could be against us? But what I'm talking about, every ministry will have its trying times. Every ministry, you know, I've had some people, you know, they say, well, I'll never have. Yeah, you might. So you better make friends on your way up. You may need them on the way. Praise God. But the one thing I will say for Pastor Bob Nichols, we've gotten in the trenches and in the ditch where the line was on many occasions with many different ministries. I'm kind of the Marine fireman. When I'm anointed, I'm anointed. I don't look for trouble, but I don't run from it either. And we faced a couple of three things this last few months in our own ministry. And I'm not going to put up with insurrection. I am not. I don't reward it. Well, would you pray over us when we leave? You're going to reward a rebel? Give me a break. I don't reward rebels. Amen. Now, you leave and God moving you. Okay, let's get in the ministry here. I'll get all fired up here. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I just want to encourage each one here tonight. Wherever you are, we're going straight ahead. We're going forward. And if you're doing what God called you to do, nothing can stop you. Praise God. We've all had, I've had some glorious opportunities to, if God was ticked at us, he had a good chance to shut us down on a number of occasions, especially during the tornado time, but God is good. Okay, bring that stand out here. I want to get into the Word of God. And you say, man, that's a little strong. No, it's not strong. When you need help, you need help. When you need surgery, you don't want the worst surgeon in town, do you? No. You don't want the guy that's been losing patience right and left. You want someone who has some kind of a, and you know, when people have a prayer request, they don't, you know, they want, you know, little sweet reserved people want a fanatic to get their prayers. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Father, I just want to thank you tonight for the anointing of God that breaks every yoke. And we give you all glory, all honor, and all praise. Lord, I just pray for the peace of every church, every work. In Jesus' name, I thank you for it. And I thank you. We're going home stronger in Jesus' name than before. Amen and amen. Well, praise God. You may be seated. Amen. Praise God. They don't hear much talk around here like that, so some of my people may be in shock. We just so busy going forward, we don't take time going in reverse. Hallelujah. Father, we just humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God right now, Lord. And I'm asking you that we say not one word more, one word less than what we should say. I want to thank you for 48 years of signs, wonders, and miracles. I want to thank you, Father, that you fought battles for us and you've brought us through impossible, not improbable, but impossible times. And because of that, Lord, it's given us a platform to help many churches and many ministries. In the name of Jesus, we give you all glory, all honor, and all praise, and all the people said, amen. If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn with me tonight to Acts, the second chapter. That's the first reading. I have two readings, and we'll be going to Second Chronicles. I have something to say tonight that I just pray God, and I have prayed that God will give me freedom. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, many of you know our daughter came under attack in 1998, and our faith is on the line. The only way out is up, and we're believing God for miracles. Thank God for the caregivers. I wonder if you'd just donate about 3 minutes to Janet Nichols tonight and just pray in the Spirit and believe God with me that her moment of manifestation is near at hand. Father, we lift up our youngest daughter, Janet Joy Nichols. And Father, I thank you that Janet is a disciple taught of the Lord, obedient unto God's word and will in all things, and great is her undisturbed peace and composure. I thank you for our daughter. I thank you for the change that you brought in her life and changes that you've brought in her life. I thank you, Lord, that you spared her life when she came under attack and fainted that night in the home and her sugar level dropped or whatever they call it, and it had an effect on her. I thank you, Father, for my wife that stood and withstood as we were in Israel until we could get home, and stood and witnessed and spoke the word of God and rebuked the spirit of death that was upon our daughter. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I join my faith and my heart with this congregation right now. I don't think I've done it like this at any time. But Father, we pray in the Spirit for Janet Joy Nichols that her hour of deliverance, her manifested deliverance, draws nigh. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the enemy, for God was with him. Oh, that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Oh, Ramatila Morabatora Bakashai. Romotora Babashila Bohoraba. Oh, we call upon you, Lord Jesus. Your manifested presence, your manifested power, your manifested supernatural power for our Janet. And right now, Father, we know Janet's watching this service, and I say in the name of Jesus, Janet Joy Nichols, we speak from a congregation of faith, and we say Satan's power is limited. Satan is a liar. The word of God is true. No weapon that is formed against our youngest daughter, Janet Joy Nichols, shall prosper. Oh, God, you've done it before, and we thank you for doing it again, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Victory, victory, victory. Breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. Hasten, hasten, hasten the moment, Father. Hasten the moment. Hasten the moment. Hasten the moment. Oh, in Jesus' name. Praise be unto God. Thank you so very much. Acts chapter 2, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All in one place and one accord. And I ask God to give me the wisdom and the words to convey what I'm saying. I believe this with every fiber of my being. When God's people are in one place, in one mind, in one accord, hell can't stop us. And the most important thing we can do is to have friends and ministry friends and a core of people around us who are in one mind and one accord. Some people listen to this voice. They listen to that voice. It's just who got to them last. But I look at Elder Harold Nichols. Where, I don't know, he was, yeah, there you are, 90 years old. Is that right, 90? Is that right, 90? And your precious wife, pastored in this city, never had a scandal. They're strong in the Word of God. A lot of people think I'm you, but I'm not 90. But I'll tell you, you're one of the strongest men of God that I've ever had the privilege of knowing. Thank God for setting such a great example. Harold and Lou Nichols, would you stand, if you don't mind? We just want to honor you in the name of Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. Your children have been such a blessing in this church and been such a blessing in our Bible school. But you know, one mind, one accord. One mind and one accord. How many times have we stood with Pastor Keith Johnson? One mind and one accord. Amen. And I remember when you first went to Canada, meeting over in Cattleman's, that's a good place to meet, and met with three businessmen who were calling you. They were on the board that called you to that church, and, you know, they were going to be your board. And I said, don't call him if you're not going to cooperate with him. Don't call him unless you'll get your checkbook out. Because this man's going to do, if he comes, he's going to bring change. If he comes, he's going to build. If he comes, you're going to grow. And all three of those men who almost swore by their grandmother that they would stand with him, all three disappeared at a certain time. But there's a preacher from Texas, there's a pastor from Texas that stood with a fellow Texan, and we've seen 30 years of signs, wonders, and miracles, but there's some days it could have gone either way. But thank God, if God be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 And I look at Pastor Odell Allen. I love this man. He's just on my love list. Praise God. I tell you, I've seen you go through hell and high water, brother. And God knows, God knows, God knows. Hallelujah. I loved you when your church was bigger. I love you when your church is smaller. Because the Spirit of God said this morning, your influence and your candlestick is stronger in San Antonio than it was when you had a larger building and more people. God's not through with you, brother. Hallelujah. So just get ready in your pastorate for bigger and better things. That's what the Spirit of God has said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When your wife passed away in spite of everything, you didn't quit. You didn't quit. You didn't quit. When a leading member of your family took all your money, people, and took half your congregation, you didn't quit. You didn't quit. I admire you for that, man. Hallelujah. And for a man that's got as many guns in his gun safe as you have, we're both NRA members, aren't we? They're not going to get my BB gun, you know? No way, man. But from heaven has as many effective guns as you have, and he's a hunter. It's amazing you didn't go hunting, but you refused that. Hallelujah. Oh, you just stood steady in the Holy Ghost. Thank you for standing, Michael. What a blessing to be with you in Israel. Boy, here's a young couple I admire. One mind, one accord. I've watched you stand with Dad and Mom up there. Hell and high water. Hallelujah. There's been a few times we've flown up there too, haven't we? But praise God, praise God. David and Roz, I respect you and I thank God for you. I mean, we've got cream of the crop here. We've got, and these are just a few that I know more about than I know about some other people. David, I admire you and your one mind, one accord. You're doing a great job and you're going to do a stronger job. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God, thank God. Well, you've gone through a few things too, Pastor Bill Knott. Yeah, but Jezebel left. Yeah, and that's not your wife, but Jezebel left. Yeah, and your church is stronger than before. Praise be unto God. Hallelujah. What a joy to stand with real people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just look calm. I can get real stirred up. Amen. Ask my critics. Don't put me in a corner. Don't put me in a corner. Amen. Don't put me in a corner. Hallelujah. I don't look for a fight, but I don't run either. Praise God. Man, I look at Pastor Don Clowers and his wife, some of the most powerful people of faith that I've ever seen in my life. We love you. I'm not preaching yet. Don't put that on my clock yet. Praise God. Hallelujah. We've stood and we've withstood and we've stood, haven't we? Yeah. Brother Dale, you had some hairy demons out in Roswell, didn't you? Man, those were mean demons. Oh, dear God. I mean, they padlocked your church. Yeah, his last name was Green. They put green all over everything. Color, well, yeah. I've been in the trench with some interesting people. But you know what? The padlock came off and the green left. And you got that place cleaned up and cleaned out. So it's just running great now. They didn't take over your Christian school. They didn't shut it down. I admire you standing. You stood and you withstood, but there's some others of us came and stood with you. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise be unto God. Hallelujah. Well, you faced a few hairy demons up in Jackson, Ohio, haven't you? Yeah. But thank God the demons aren't in control tonight. The man who used to be on drugs who got saved and became a drug buster with the police. Now he's pastor in Jackson, Ohio. His brother, stand up, brother. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That guy I told you going to manifest. He did, didn't he? Yeah, but he didn't win. Thank God. And you not only won in Jackson, Ohio, you've gone to Parkersburg, West Virginia, and God's given you a harvest of souls and blessed you with about a $3.5-4 million building. Million indebtedness, praise God. Hallelujah. What a joy it was to come up there and stand with you. Praise God. I felt like John Wayne coming into the city. Glory to God. Glory to God. I didn't mean to do this, but I'm on a roll tonight. Praise God. You faced some hairy demons in Decatur, didn't you? Yeah. $7 million frivolous lawsuit. But they're real if they win, aren't they? Yeah. Sherabovarakasa. You said, will you come and be my pastor? Now, that's kind of a rough circumstance. Come be your pastor and you got a $7 million lawsuit. Marshall Dillon came. Only in the Holy Ghost. Hey, whoa. Only in the Holy Ghost. I know my limitations. I know, but praise God, we stood and we withstood and withstood and stood. And I'll never forget that night that was to be your demise when the Holy Ghost came on that meeting. And before that meeting, it's just Holy Ghost. The whole board of both that was trying to take over and the board that was there, everybody was on their knees repenting and hugging one another's neck. Man, that's one of the greatest miracles. Yeah, boy, yeah. Oh. And they dropped the lawsuit and they wrote it off. Changed their mind later, but it was too late, wasn't it? Whoa, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've been to a few goat ropings and a few county fairs. I'm telling you. Oh, we came up to Columbia. the heat was on, wasn't it? Yeah, the heat was on. The heat was on. But oh, thank God, but God, but God, but God, but God. The rotten elders are gone and Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Little Vicky is much when God is in it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we share a great-grandson. Praise God. Great-great-grandson. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm supposed to be preaching. Let me get back here to the Word. You know, it's just hard to shut up when you've been there. Hallelujah. Amen. We've been there. Praise God. Praise. I haven't been everywhere, but I've been a few places. Over in Acts, the second chapter, they were in one place with one accord. And I challenge everyone in this audience, get you some faith buddies that are strong in the Lord and the power of His might. People that don't run when the pressure's on. People that don't run when people say tacky things about you. Friends that will speak with you and stand with you and hold up your hands and just watch God work. Now let's go back over to 2 Chronicles 32. Boy, this is a great audience tonight. Praise God. I have a theme that I want to share with you tonight. God's cause has kept me on course. God's cause has kept me on course. In 2 Chronicles 32, Hezekiah comes to be the king. And I've got to read about 8 or 10 verses, and we'll get down to the heart of the matter. But the Bible said in 2 Chronicles 32, now remember, we've been going here since chapter 25. He was just a young boy when he became king. But the Bible said, after these things and the establishment thereof. Say it with me, after these things. We've all been through some things. I said, we've all been through some things. And if you haven't, get ready. We all go through some things. I'm not talking just a minute. I'm talking to believers tonight. This is a message for believers. We've all come through some things. I mean, there are business people here tonight. Someone tried to take your business over. Someone tried to cheat you out of what God had given you. And that's just as real as these church situations we're talking about. Satan's a thief. He'll steal from anybody. A thief will steal from anybody. After these things and the establishment thereof, guess who comes? Sennacherib comes to town. King of Assyria came and entered into Judah and encamped against the fenced cities and thought to win them for himself. Listen, every one of us have an enemy tonight. No matter how wonderful your work is, no matter how glorious it is, and thank God we were facing, we really need to do about $6-8 million worth of building. Didn't have a school, didn't have a church, didn't have a gym. And that tornado came and we just refused to have a negative report to the news media. And I said, just as Job, we will come out with twice. Now you get tired of hearing that. You're going to cherish that story one of these days. Because when the enemy comes in like a flood, scream double dose, double portion. You mess with me, I'll not only get back what you stole, I'm going to get back twice as much. And even though we have 17.5 acres, the church is paid for, our Christian school next door is paid for, our television station in Kampala is paid for, but there's still Sennacheribs that I have to deal with. There'll always be some Sennacheribs around. That name just makes, that name agitates me. I want to fight something when I hear that Sennacherib. I want to slap him on both cheeks. Anybody with a name like that needs to get born again, delivered or something. After these things, now listen to me. No matter what you've been through, I'm sorry to tell you, the bad news is it's not all over. That's over, but after these things, other things will come. Satan's not dead yet. We're not out of here yet. I rejoice in the victories that God has given to us, but it's not over yet. The bad news is there's going to be some Sennacheribs to deal with. The good news is we win every time if we'll keep our faith in God. You don't buckle, you don't turn to the left, you don't turn to the right. You just dig in. And when Hezekiah saw that Sennacherib was coming, that he was purposed to fight against Jerusalem, he took counsel with his princes and his mighty men to stop the waters of the fountains, like our brother was talking last night, conferred with his leadership, which were without the city, and they did help him. They helped him. They didn't hurt him. They helped him. They didn't say, "Oh, Pastor, I didn't realize. I don't know if we're in the wrong church. Maybe we got the wrong." No, they helped him. He opened his heart to them and it's not everybody you can bare your heart to. It's not everybody you can really talk to. In fact, in pastoring, you better learn who you can talk to and who you can't talk to. And you better learn that silence sometimes is golden unless you're talking to God. But they helped him. Say it with me, they helped him. Gather people around you. The people that are tight and close to me are people that are loyal. They're loyal. I don't get tight with flakes. I do not get tight with flakes. The people that are close to me, the people that are close to me are loyal people. You can be faithful but not be loyal. You can be showing up all the time, but you're not loyal. When it comes down to the test of loyalty, you're not there. You're not there. You side with the other side. But they helped him. And so there were gathered much people who stopped all the fountains and the brook that ran through the midst of the land, saying, "Why should the king of Assyria come and find much water?" Don't give water to the enemy. And let me tell you something else. You better watch where your information goes. You better watch your Facebook. You better watch your email. Watch what you put out. Watch what you put out. Watch what you say. Watch who you give intimate information to. I had a meeting opening my heart, bearing my heart, and dealing with a situation, because I ran into unbelief in the church that I pastored. It shocked me. I just thought, how can a faith church have some unforgiveness? Man, we've got to forgive. Every one of us have missed it. Every one of us, if it wasn't for, do you really understand? I know there's an extreme grace, but if it wasn't for grace, none of us would go to heaven. None of us. Because I'm not measuring up to your 6-inch ruler, and you're not measuring up to mine. Folks, every one of us has been the recipient of God's mercy and God's grace. Every one of us. I look back when I was young and green and did some stupid things and said some stupid things. And I remember three different times back in those early years, I mean, there were people of the opposite sex that were coming on, and I didn't have enough sense to know it. And God protected me. I look back now, it's the grace of God. I mean, there were, you've never heard me talk like that. I've been through a few things. Now I look back and I see God protected me. It's like God had a shield around me. And what looked, I wasn't pursuing anything, chasing anything. But you see, Satan has no respect of God's anointing. He wants to steal your anointing. And praise God, thank God, I've still got the best wife I ever had. Her name is Joy. Praise God, I have two joys, the joy of the Lord and the joy of Bob Nichols. Praise God. But God has, all of us have been kept. And I guarantee you, you think you haven't been kept. When you get to heaven and you see what God's kept you from, you're going to turn cartwheels all over heaven. When you see how God kept you, when every demon out of hell was coming to destroy you, every demon out of hell was trying to frame you or get you in us. Anybody, now with this Facebook thing, anybody can say anything about anybody, and there's not a thing you can do about it. I mean, there are ministries that have almost been ruined. That have almost been ruined by frivolous things just thrown out to the airwaves. Man, I had a meeting trying to just walk in love and shared my heart. Boy, the next day I got one of the ugliest, tackiest communications I've received in a long, long time. And somebody's supposed to be born again, spirit-filled, always sweet with a smile on their face, was full of the devil. Full of the devil. Everything that smiles is not God. Mr. and Ms. Personality are not necessarily God. That's why they suck people into their personality cult. Amen. All of a sudden, I discovered something that some people had never seen or known. And thank God. Thank God and Greyhound gone. But, amen, it had to be dealt with. Amen, had to be dealt with. All right, watch who you put you in. I'm trying to stay with it. All right, here we go. And he strengthened himself and built up the wall that was broken and raised up to the towers another wall and repaired Milo in the city of David and made darts and shields in abundance. Praise God. Put on that whole armor of God. Hallelujah. And the Bible said he set captains of war over the people, gathered them together in the street at the gates of the city and spake comfortably to them, saying, here's what he said. Here's what he said. Here's what the man of God said to his leadership and his fellowship. Be strong. Be strong. Be courageous. Be not afraid. Don't be afraid nor dismayed. Now bear with my King James for a moment here, will you? It's reading pretty good here. All right. Nor dismayed for the king of Assyria, for all the multitude that is with him. For there be more with us than be with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God. Not to hurt us, but to help us. The comfort is called alongside to help you, not to hurt you. To help us and to fight our battles. Oh, thank you, Lord. And the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, the king of Judah. Now, here's where you find out the people that really acknowledge you as pastor. A lot of people call me pastor, but you try to pastor them, you reach a hand out, and you come back two fingers less. There's very few people that will really let me pastor them, because when you cross their grain, you find out about how deep that is. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord. Now what? I know I'm saying some strong things, but I'm helping people. I'm helping believers. I'm helping those that are full-time or part-time in the ministry. I'm telling you there's a battle to fight, but the battle's already been fought and won, and greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, and we've had great success. We've seen a lot of great victories, but I'm smart enough to realize Satan's not out of here yet, and we're not out of here. And so that's why Paul said to Timothy, fight the good fight of faith. Smith Wigglesworth said, faith is a fight. Oh, praise God. Now, I want you to look at what he said. This man comes, and you know what he says? You know what he says? The same things people say about pastors today. Don't let your pastor deceive you. And they stood out with the wall, and they said, hey, you idiots, you're believing Hezekiah. Your leader is nothing. His God is... they're getting in trouble now. Your God is nothing. Your God cannot compare... He hollering up on top of the wall. And they spake in their language and spake against. Oh, they said, don't believe Hezekiah. Don't believe him. Don't believe him. If you just knew what we know. If you just knew what we know. Do you know what I know? Trust me, I only have a pitchfork and red horns. Just rented them. They're not for real. And he said, don't believe Hezekiah. Don't let him deceive you. Don't let him persuade you on this matter. I'm still in the 32nd chapter, 2 Chronicles, verse 15. Don't let him deceive you nor persuade you in this matter. Neither yet believe him, for no God of any nation or kingdom was able to deliver his people out of my hand. You lying outfit, you. And out of the hand of my fathers, how much less shall your God deliver you out of my hand? And his servants spake yet more against... Now they've made their fatal mistake. Spake more against the Lord God and against his servant Hezekiah. Whew. Now you know, you look at this situation. Hezekiah took the kingdom. First thing he did was go to church and open the doors and get the junk out of the church. He opened the doors. Yeah, he consecrated leadership. He called his leadership to consecration. There was a cleansing of the house of God. There was a tearing down of false idols and grinding them to powder. Oh, he came in, and the key to this whole thing was he did what was right in the sight of God. He did what was right. Well, if you do what's right, you won't have any opposition. Wrong. If your heart's right, and if your leadership is right, you'll never have anyone standing it. Wrong. No, we all face it. We all face it somewhere along the way. And even after all these years, I must tell you, yeah, we still face. After these things and the establishment thereof, Sennacherib came. It wasn't a light thing. After these things and the establishment of these things. He had this thing set in order. He came, he entered into Judah, encamped against the fenced cities, and he thought to overtake them according to the word of God. Thought to overtake them. Oh, praise God. I'm just about ready to tell you what's really in my heart. I'm just warming up. After these things, he lied against God's people, God's promises, God's power, God's leader, and God himself. Pick a fight with anybody, but don't pick a fight with God. Boy, there's times I said, God, I am helpless in this matter. But this is your property. This is your, I prayed that way in the post office. I prayed that way downtown. This is your property. This, every square inch of this property doesn't belong to me. It's not in my name. It's in the name of the church. Amen. And Joe and I, you see, we've made the commitment. Our staff, we've made the commitment. This is God's property. It's not my deal. It's God's deal. It's God's deal. It's God's deal. This is God's church. It's not, I know we say, well, Bob Nichols' church. Well, we do that for identification. But it's not my church. It's God's church. That school, it's not my school. It's God's school. Hallelujah. That television station is not my station. It's God's station. So if you pick a fight with me, you're in trouble with who owns this outfit. Hallelujah. You're in trouble with God. Right, Pastor Bob? Amen. So you see, here's what happened. There was a cry for this. Oh, dear God. There was a cry. And let's look over in 2 Chronicles 32. You're going to shout in just a minute. Amen. Don't feel sorry for me. I got the victory tonight. The Bible said in verse 20, he said, for this cause Hezekiah the king and the prophet Isaiah the son of Amos prayed and cried to heaven. There was a cry and there was a prayer to heaven right here. And the Bible said the word of the Lord sent an angel which cut off all the mighty men of valor and the leaders and the captains in the camp of the king of Assyria. I'm still in chapter 32. It's all here in the book. The captains in the camp of the king of Assyria. So he returned with shame face to his own land. And when he was coming to the house of his God... Now he's going to church. He sees that going to church works for Hezekiah, but the problem was he went to the wrong church. He went to the church of the devil, huh? Yeah, he's going to church now. He's getting real religious on us, Sennacherib. So he goes into his own heathen temple, and his own two sons kill him at the altar. That's a sweet bunch, isn't it? Woo! Yeah. Praise God. You know the thing that I see for this cause, for this cause, for this cause, for this cause. God, they prayed, they cried to God. God sent an angel. You know, God has one angel that can take out 185,000 in one night. I rent him every once in a while. I by special order say, I want that angel, Lord. I want the bad one. I want the big, bad angel. You take out 185,000. One, that's not a bad night's work, especially if they're your enemy. You know, my Lord, I don't glory in that many people going into eternity, but you know, he crossed a line. Sennacherib crossed a line. You don't mess with an anointed servant of God. You don't mess with an anointed church. If you don't like it, if you don't agree with it, then just don't rock the boat. You're picking a fight with God. You're picking a fight with God. I could tell some stories that you'd say, really? Yeah, I can tell you. I pray for my enemies because I know what they're getting into. Because I love them and I'm by faith forgiving them daily. I have to start by faith, but then it turns into reality. But there was a cry for this cause, for this cause, for this cause. And you know, this is what I feel in my heart. Here's what I want to, you know, we need to encourage one another. And let me tell you something that I think I know about myself. I've tried to analyze this thing. We started with no money, no people, no backing. We didn't split anybody's church. We didn't take families with us. We didn't hurt anybody to do what we did when we started. We had nothing. Went to a Baptist banker and borrowed $1,000, and I'd bought a few cars through his bank. And he said, I know your word's good, Bob. He said, the worst investment in the world is to invest in a preacher with a new church. And bankers are saying that more strongly than they've ever said that before, because there's a lot of churches that have disappointed them. But you know, I look back in that post office building. Let me tell you what works. God help me to put it in a capsule tonight. Nothing has ever worked for me, and that's why I'm working on it right now. I mean, I'm revving my engine. I haven't popped the clutch completely yet, but I'm revving my engine. Nothing has ever worked for me until I had a cause. Until I had a cause, my book will explain it. That's available, The Secret Power of a Cause. You can have a vision. Thank God for vision. Put it on the wall. Put it on the toilet. Put it in the kitchen. Put it on the fridge. But a vision can be put in file 13 when it costs too much and when the going gets rough. But let me tell you something. You got a good chance to back out and to leave a tough, tough city. No one has ever cracked that thing. No one's cracked it. I could feel it, but I didn't talk about it. I knew what you were. I felt it in Jackson. You broke through that, and I felt it where you are now. But you've broken through that thing, and now about a fifth of the city has been touched and affected. Doesn't mean they all attend your church, but about a fifth of the city now has come to your church. You see, you broke through. But you know how that happens? You've got to have a cause. And the first thing you do is take out failure, you take out defeat, and you take reverse out of your car or truck. Get rid of reverse. No backing up, no quitting. You got to take reverse out. Now, you got to take reverse out. And you just drive a stake, and you say, this is it. If it takes my life, I heard W.A. Criswell. Way back in the beginning, he said, God's called me to First Baptist Church in Dallas. And he said, I pledge my life, all of it, the rest of it, to building a stronger and a greater church in Dallas, Texas. And tonight, that church is exploding and going forward in a great way. W.A. Criswell gave 50 years of his life. And I heard him on the radio. And when I heard him, I wept like a baby. He said, I've come to Dallas and I've pledged my life, the rest of it. Now, everybody's not supposed to be everywhere all the time. I'm not trying to put this on you. But if you know you're doing what God called you to do, if you know you're where God called you to be, even no matter how many failures or things haven't worked, I've had some things misfire. We all have our success stories and we've missed it a few times. But thank God I've made it more than I missed it. Amen. And more of what I've done is worked than not worked. And if you know you're doing what God's called you to do, if you know you're doing, if you're where God's called you to be, get a cause. In that post office building, I look back, I scare myself sometimes thinking of some of the things I've done, some of the financial moves I've made. I mean, I went into the bank, we'd ordered pews before the auditorium was ready, and we already had four notes. I know that's not good business, but I went into the bank and I said, Mr. Singletary, I said, we need some money. He said, well, what are you doing now, Bob? I said, well, we've got some pews coming and we got them 50% reduction and the truck's on the way. And he said, well, how do you want to have it? I said, wait a minute, brother. He was a Baptist. I call him Brother Singletary. He's going to be of the Lord. I said, we already have four notes with you. Now, I don't live that way right now, okay? But I said, he said, I know what you owe. He said, I know every note you have. And he said, I know another thing. He said, God's with you, and I know you're good for what you've got, and you'll be good for this. How do you want to handle it? You knew Brother Singletary. You bought some cars from him yourself, didn't you, Brother Shin? Yeah, hallelujah. And a Baptist banker believed. And I'll never forget, he said, oh, my soul, boy, what I could do for you if you was only Southern Baptist. Because he went over to Dallas to be president of the biggest financial institution Southern Baptists have. And he said, oh, my soul. I'll never forget that day. My soul, boy, what I could do for you if you was only Baptist. I said, well, Brother Singleton, you know I pay bills and you know we take care of things. I may have to renew it a time or two or three, pay interest, but you know we'll come through. We'll come through. He said, I know that. And he did what we asked him. So we started in 1964. And then, you know, I remember when I cried out, you've heard my stories, but I'm like John Osteen. I want to hear my own story here again tonight. I want to hear my own story. Amen. He said, I believe I'll tell it because I want to hear it myself. Hallelujah. Praise God. I get tired of telling the shower. I get tired of telling the cat and the dog. I get tired. Hallelujah. Let me tell it to you. I went to my office one Sunday morning I preached. Half the people didn't show up. The music leader didn't show up. I spit cotton when I preached, gave an altar call, and of course there wasn't a sinner in the house. There wasn't a sinner under the sound of my voice. And I closed that service and went to my office. I said, Joy, I'm not eating lunch today. I'm going to my office. I fell on my face before God, and I said, God, I'll do anything that's right and anything that works. I didn't start this church in this old post office just to have another church and put paint on the walls of an old post office building. I said, I want to win souls. I want to win souls. I want to win souls to Jesus. Man, I mean, within days, you've heard the story, but here comes the leader of a little hippie music band. They call themselves Mephibosheth, and they said, the church where we've been ministering, the pastor said, it's been a good time, but the problem is you're running off our big donors. You're running off our tithers. And said, we suggest that you find another church. And I looked at them, and man, they had hair down you know where. And I mean, you know, they and I said, well, what kind of a group? Yeah, oh, we have drums. Drums. We never had drums in our church before. And what else? Steel guitars, electric. Oh, dear God. All we had was a piano and an organ, Joy and Faith, and they were our musicians. And I almost said no, and the Spirit of God said, anything that's right and anything that works. I said, we'll try it for a week. We'll try it for a week. And now, I know it wouldn't be radical today. They just look like Dallas-Fort Worth Airport today. But I'm or Los Angeles, you know. But it was radical then. It was radical then. And there were people who said, you've laid your church on the line. You're going to lose your church. That thing rose up within me. A cause rose up. Anything that's right and anything that works. And that first week, I saw that chapel filling up, and we went 13 weeks and saw close to 2,000 young people come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Every once in a while, want to bring their dog into the service, you know. There were two or three nights when there were some hippies on the back seat smoking joints, and I had an electrician. He said, we got an electrical fire in the building. Well, I didn't know what an electrical fire smelled like, but what they were doing is smoking marijuana. So we made them put it out. But I tell you, real. And the old people that they were mad. And you know, they said, them hippies are getting our seats. I said, get to church earlier then. Man, they'd sit on the floor. Yeah. And do you know the old folks fell in love with the hippies and the hippies fell in love with the old folks? And it was like it should be. God help us to be delivered from this old young thing, old school. We're just believers. We're souls. We're ever living, never dying souls that need Jesus. I know we all have our preferences, but we need to just dissolve that in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just give me a home where people love souls and where people come to Jesus. Give me a Tuesday night where 7 people come down and give their life to Jesus. Give me a church where we give altar calls and we see people coming to Jesus even on Wednesday nights. Because if you don't ever go fishing, you'll never catch a fish. I'll tell you, God took that and we grew and we grew and we bought. We had 3 house holdouts. We bought 2 city blocks. I look at it today. Of course, real estate wasn't as expensive, but it was expensive if you don't have it. And I had an assistant city planning manager. He got saved, and he said, I'm going to help you, Bob. He said, let me tell you how to get those properties. And he taught me some things that I'd never learned before. It was right. It was right. It was legal. And how to approach people. And praise God, we purchased almost 2 city blocks, but we had 3 holdouts. We couldn't move. We couldn't grow. And then I just said, God, what are we going to do? And out of those hippies, we had 13 buses running. The quickest way to go to heaven is come across that street on Willing and Berry Street. Because half those buses, the brakes weren't real good. And I cried out to God. I said, God, what are we going to do? We can't grow. We can't expand. We put a wing on the church, but that's as far as we could go with it. And we got a call from First Baptist Church downtown. And they said, we're having church problems. We're having financial problems. And you're the only church in the Met. Listen to this. Here we are, a little chapel, a little group. You're the only church that we believe could assume our note and make a go of downtown First Baptist Church from 250 seats to 2,000 seats and 110,000 square feet of floor space. And we started pursuing that, ran into wall after wall after wall after wall. But finally, we were able to sign a contract, and God gave us some time. And then over a period of time, then thank God, what was so impossible, $1.5 million. Oh, you wouldn't believe what that turned into. You wouldn't believe what $1.5 million turned into. 15 acres of downtown property. Yeah, the brightest building downtown is exactly where we used to be. See that building that has an M light on top? That's where exactly where we used to be. Hallelujah. There's some things I miss about it, but then thank God no one's fussing about the sound here. Man, that's a relief. Praise God. But I'm telling you, something rose up within me. I said, God! And then, man, but you know, I remember when they were opening that church, when we were starting our church, I walked into that auditorium, the seats weren't there and the carpet wasn't down. I looked up, I said, dear God, I mean, churches used to be real small, you know, real small. I said, God, I'd give anything to see something like this for the full gospel. Oh God, look at this magnificent cathedral. And then one day the call comes, we think you're the only church in Fort Worth that can handle it. Oh, glory to God. Oh, we went through some wars. We faced our Sennacheribs. But if God be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. Thank you. Some of you saints here tonight were there with us during that time. But here's what I'm trying to say. I'm not bragging on me. What I'm trying to say, we got to get radical. You got to get this cause thing in you. You can pass a vision off. You can put it in file 13. You can put it in your safe. But for a cause, you would die. Joe and I, in one respect, have given our lives for this church. I'm not exalting me. But you got to be willing to give what you've got and give what you are. Time after time, we could have lost everything when we went downtown. I mean, it was on the chopping block. We gave our church away and blessed a Hispanic group with it. And here we are downtown. We almost lost that building 3 or 4 times. Not because we couldn't make the payments, but because no one would assume the note. And we could. But thank God. Oh, you'll give me a few extra moments. I deserve it. Praise God. I'll never forget the Sunday morning. Big old cowboy came down, put his greasy Stetson hat on my platform. And he said, preacher, he said, I've been back. You can hide out on the back row. He said, preacher, I've been coming to this church now for about 6 weeks. And he said, I haven't surfaced because I wanted to look you over real good. He said, I think you're a good little preacher. And I believe your heart's right. And I believe in what I see around you. He said, what can I do to help you? I said, well, you can help us get our note financed. He said, where do you bank? I said, no, you don't understand. I've been to that bank. And he said, don't come back. We'll take your money, but we're not going to finance that church. That church has already had its problems. We're not going to finance that piece of property. He said, well, what have you got to lose by letting me? I said, nothing, go. Walks in on Monday morning, puts his little greasy Stetson hat on the bank president's desk, and he said, my name, and he gave him his name, and he said, you know, he said, that's a good little preacher down there, and said, he's a good man, said, that's a good church, and they need some help. And he said, you've been milking this cow long enough. He said, it's time you start feeding this cow. It's time you start feeding this cow. Stop milking it and start feeding it. And the banker roared with laughter, and he said, that's what I like, a man with a sense of humor. I thought I had one, but obviously we had not connected. And he came back and he said, well, preacher, I got our loan. I said, you what? And you know, thank God we got our loan. And thank God we got, I mean, just days before the deadline was there. But oh, there was a call. I knew. Marilyn Hickey and I told you the story. We went to New Mexico, went out to an Indian reservation. Marilyn Hickey needed $1.5 million. Fred Price needed $1.5 million. We needed $1.5 million. And we went out to this Indian reservation because the Indians had a trust fund and they loaned a lot of money. And we went out there and we drove through dust. And Marilyn Hickey and I were in this rent car. And we finally find it. And we find the reservation. And we go to where the chief's supposed to live. And they said, the chief's gone. He won't be back for 60 days. Oh, God. I said, Marilyn, what are we going to do? She said, we got to believe God, Pastor. We got to believe God. Well, Marilyn got her $1.5 million. Fred Price got his $1.5 million. And we got our $1.5 million. And we're all still going in the ministry today. Hallelujah. But here's what I want to say. You got to have that cause in your spiritual gut. I know that this is what God wants me to do. I know this is where God wants me to go. I know. And if you don't know, hold steady that you're going to find out. I'm not trying to put a story on anybody, but nothing has ever worked for me until I was willing to lay my life on the line for whatever that's worth. Then in 1976, God brought it to pass, and then there was that year of revival. Do you know in that year of revival when Rodney came, I was checking back. Dwight Thompson, in 6 months, we had Dwight Thompson, we had Dick Mills, we had Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin, we had Tim, we had Tim Story. I mean, and there was someone else we had. I'm trying to think, we had someone else during that period of time. And I was with Pastor Dave Chisholm. I was there for a weekend. And I heard about this meeting in Florida. Someone kept giving me tapes. And I said, I don't like all that laughter. Boy, that's a smart one. You pastor a bunch of sour people. Laughter's good. Happy people pastor better. They're sweeter. They're nice. You know, they cut you some slack, you know. And I left you in Jackson, Ohio, to fly down to Lakeland, Florida. And I sat on the back row with a migraine headache, which I never have. And I said, now this laughter was turning me off. It was turning me off. What's the purpose of all this hilarity? But then the altar call came about. The offering and the altar call came about 10:30 at night, you know. And I saw 165 people come forward and give. I said, okay, I'm in. I'm in the tank. I'm in. When I see people saved, that's what grabbed my heart. And I was there the next day for lunch. And I said, Brother Rodney, God wants you to come to Fort Worth. He said, why should I come to Fort Worth? I said, if you can have a revival in Fort Worth, you can have a revival anywhere. You don't tell a South African he can't do something. You don't tell them. I mean, they're a tough breed of they're a tough breed of folks. And he said, I'll come. I've got 100 invitations, but I'll come. Praise God. And he came. And it looked like for about 2 weeks I'd made the worst decision of my life. We had people mad and people calling in. Some people, it was just kind of crazy. But I'll never forget the Sunday it broke. The Sunday it broke. And oh, Shibarato Ramasai. And I'll never forget when God said, I'm going to give you a summer of revival. And God gave us a summer of revival. I mean, it didn't suit everybody, but you know, it's amazing. People that come to church twice a month, whether they needed it or not, started taking sick leave. Some quit their jobs. Some took, you know, early retirement. I mean, they did whatever they had to do to come to the house. You know, when revival will change your life. Listen to me. Real revival will change your life, and it will change your lifestyle. I'm on to something tonight. I'm not just taking time, but it will affect your life and your lifestyle. I'm telling you the cry of my heart. I am in the tank. I am in completely. I am still sold. We must, in fact, I heard Greg Laurie. I was just passing through the room. One of our care nurses had Greg Laurie on the television there. And I heard Greg Laurie said, America is on the verge of judgment or revival. And he said, if I remember correctly, he said, I stopped. I was going through the house. I stopped. America's on the verge of either judgment or revival. And I don't believe God's through with America yet. And folks, please, I beg of you, pray over these elections. Pray over these elections. Pray over these elections. I never thought I'd have to have the choice of voting between a Muslim or a Mormon. I never thought that would be. But folks, we're in deep waters. We are in deep waters. We've got $5 trillion that not one penny's been paid on that yet. And if you get mad at me, you're going to have to get glad. Somebody's got to lift up their voice like a trumpet. You've been lifting up your voice in Canada, and now you're seeing some break. It's not, I know it's not all together, but you're seeing some breakthrough in your province. And your province, which was Povertyville, has now turned out to be one of the wealthier provinces in all of Canada. Yeah, hallelujah. Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't give in. Now they're coming to your office. Now high officials are coming to your office saying, would you pray for us? Would you come and minister to our cabinet? Would you pray? You know, don't quit on your first day. Don't quit on your worst day. Folks, we must have revival or America's going to face some things that I don't care to think about right now. Oh, I tell you. And I remember when Mike Magnuson called and he said, Pastor, he said, there's a man here that wants us to bring Christian television to Uganda. And I said, you know what we went through to get the license down in Grenada? And we got a license at leading, well, I don't want to go there because I know this goes there. I mean, some very highly influential people couldn't crack it and get the license on Grenada. We got the license. And then the same thing with Kampala. Other people had tried to get a license. Now there's other stations, and there's some that are on part-time. They're foggy and, you know, whatever. We've got one of the best television stations. The reception is better than my television sets at home. We've been on the air for going on 16 years, 24 hours a day, 50,000 watts. And I'm not even a television guy right now. Little is much when God is in it. Little is much when God is in it. Satan tried every way in the world to steal that station. But something rose up in my God. I remember on a Sunday morning, what did we raise? $450,000 or something like that? We raised $450,000. That's the most I think we've raised in one standing. And I said, we've got to buy that station or it's going to be stolen from us. And our people gave. And you know what's happened since we took full possession of that station? Kenneth Copeland's been on our station from the beginning. Creflo Dollar's on once or twice. Is he on twice a day? Yeah, twice a day. Creflo Dollar. Creflo Dollar came and had a huge crowd. Creflo Dollar is known in Uganda because of Lighthouse Television. Joyce Meyer came, and Joyce Meyer has been such a blessing to us and to that television station. Joyce Meyer came and had one of the biggest crowds at that time that she had had anywhere that I'm aware of. And I could think of others. I'm trying to think. Rod Parsley hadn't been there, but he's on our television station. And I could name two or three others. I mean, what you see right here, thank God. You know, in one way, we're partners. I mean, we are serious partners with some strong ministries. And because we play the TBN twice a day, Jesse DePlantis has been on and Jerry Savelle's been on. And I mean, I can name a host of ministers that have been on, didn't cost them a dime because of Lighthouse Television of Uganda. Praise God. And we went on a television tour with the president in one of his elections, five and a half, six years ago. And he told me later on, he said, the participation of your television station was a significant factor. We flew on his Gulfstream back to the Sudan border. And I'm sitting right there having lunch with the president of Uganda. Let me tell you something. That's not bad for a little boy from Fort Worth, Texas, born in Harris Hospital. Hey, man, looked like my ministry was going nowhere. Walked into Monnings one day whistling and singing when I was associate. And a grumpy old, he said, what are you happy about, boy? He was a preacher that nobody wanted to hear him preach anymore. Nowhere to go. You remember him, yeah. You couldn't forget him. He's going to be the Lord, I pray. Anyway, I mean, he made it, that's what I mean. And I said, man, I preached on Sunday night and we saw people saved. Oh, it's wonderful. I said, I'm so thrilled. He said, boy, when you've been around as long as I've been around, you lose that fire and that enthusiasm. Well, this boy ain't lost my fire and enthusiasm. And I haven't quit either. And there's still a lot of people that want to hear what I've got to say. There's a lot of people that want to hear what I've got to say. I'm having to watch my travel. A lot of people want to hear what I've got to say. And I'm not as young as I used to be because there's a fire in my belly. There's a fire in my belly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a fire in my spiritual gut tonight. And I'm here to tell you that if God called you and you know God called you, then just take quit out of your little dictionary and get a hold of don't quit, don't quit, don't quit, don't quit. The best is yet to come. And some of you have heard this story. You could tell it better than I could. Good. I'll give you the chance one of these days, but it's my story right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In 44 seconds, it looks like everything we'd worked for downtown went down the toilet. I mean, it's a miracle that Joe and I, our life was spared. Miracle our life was spared behind one door when that thing slammed into our office and destroyed that building. But oh, thank God. Now, it's not a big deal, but If you store thy word, have I hidden in my heart. The word of faith is in my heart. There's a few moments I don't talk like it, and I'm glad you can't hear everything I say, but I bounce back from that real quick. Of course, I know the only way out is up. But when the news media kept sticking microphones in my mouth and we had on a construction hat, and they said, don't you want to quit? Isn't it a dark omen? Don't you think this is bad luck? I said, no! We as Job will come out with at least twice as much. And we haven't come out with twice as much. We've come out with three times as much out of the storm. Because God's bigger than the storm. God's bigger than the storm that you're facing. After this came Sennacherib. Okay? But greater is he that's in us. With you is the arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God. The thing I'm trying to leave and impart, you see, Hezekiah just wouldn't quit. He wouldn't back up. He wouldn't compromise. Sennacherib outflanked him, outnumbered him, outtalked him, and spoke against him. But he made the fatal mistake of taking on God. And you don't pick a fight with God and win. Whew. Hallelujah. And I'm telling everyone in this audience, this isn't just preacher talk. This is businessman talk. This is believer talk. If you're doing basically what God calls you to do, don't back up, shut up, let up until we go up. Amen. Bob Crow, I admire you. You've stayed with the stuff down in Mexico. And I should, now I'm going to have to change my story. In Mexico, if it can happen in the States, you're seeing. Wayne Meyer said it's easier to raise money in Mexico than it is to raise money in the U.S. That's a strong statement. He said it's easier to raise money in Mexico with all they've. I said, are they still killing people? He said, yeah, just not quite as many. I mean, you get Bob Crow, if you want to hear some gory stuff. I mean, these guys have been through it every day of their life. They walk through the valley of the shadow. Pray for Mexico. Pray for Ciudad Victoria. Pray for these precious people. Pray for them. Pray for that church that seats almost 4,000 people. Pray, pray, pray. So what am I saying? I haven't said all I want to say, but you know, I just want to say it like I wrote it down. His cause has kept me on course. If it was my cause, I'd have given up a long time ago. But when you know His cause has kept me on course. We've gone through the sale of, what, two or three radio stations just since you've been working with me, Tony, and radio. Man, there's an anointing of don't quit rolling across this room tonight. Just lift your hands. Lift your hands. His cause has kept me on course. His cause, not my cause. Not a religious cause. His cause. Oh, let your voice go out to God right now. Let your voice go out to God right now. Oh, hallelujah. Let your voice go out to God. They were all in one place in one accord. Hallelujah. They were in one place and in one accord. One place. One accord. Rabato reba reba koshi katai. Oh, they said you couldn't have a power tower. But God used Brother Dale Gentry to help us launch that. Had to get a crowbar and break the door down because it locked and they couldn't get it open. I was in Australia. But oh, nothing could stop the power of prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, they said you can't do stitches in Fort Worth like you do it in Los Angeles. But thank God we've done it for, what, 16, almost 17 years. Is that right, Craig? Thank God. They said you can't do it in Fort Worth. But we didn't know that you can't do it in Fort Worth. Praise God, praise God. Paul Crouch said, there's not another local church in America that has taken the bold stand you've taken with the television. He said, there's not another situation like your situation, Bob Nichols. And I say, to God be the glory. Thank God we have studios. I'm telling you, it's a sight to behold. You wouldn't hurt my feelings if you flashed it on the screen. Thank God it's a sight to behold. Lighthouse Television of Uganda. Every demon out of hell has tried to come against us. If I ask for these sound people, do the impossible. You got me curious now. Praise God. Can we find it? Can we just shake your head? No, if we can. There it is. There's Lighthouse Television of Uganda. What else you got there? What else? That's the front porch. There's the tallest tower in Uganda. The Chinese communists gave it to Idi Amin. You know who's on the top of that tower? We is. We're on top of that tower. Hallelujah. The highest elevation in Uganda. There's the studio set. 18 employees that have never missed a paycheck since we took control of that stuff. 18 employees. Is that right, Brother Charles? 18 employees. They're amazed that in Uganda they get their check every pay period. Hallelujah. Oh, there's the studio. Yeah. Thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God. Oh, yeah. There's the... You see three buildings like that by Channel 11 down here. When you see those little square buildings, that's exactly what we have, the new solid state transmitter. And thank God, there we are. There's the generator. We have to rely on the generator because they have all the blackouts. We use a lot of diesel fuel there. But thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God. People have tried to steal it. They've tried to come against it. They've tried to put lies out on us. But thank God, Lighthouse Television of Uganda is still on the air and will be there as long as it's God's will for us to be there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know we've taken some time with it, but you're looking at a boy that shouldn't have done what God's done through us. You're looking at a church that shouldn't have done what God's done. I give God all the glory, all the glory. It's not my genius. I wasn't trained to do a television station. I wasn't trained in Bible college to do what we've done. But if you just take one step at a time and believe God and your faith is in God, you may face a $7 million lawsuit, but God's bigger than $7 million. God's bigger, God's bigger, God's bigger, God's bigger, God's bigger. Hallelujah. God's bigger than all the stuff attorneys can try to send and people try to steal your property. Isn't that right, Brother Luther? Yeah, they can't steal that property. That's God's property. That's not your property. That's God. That church belongs to God. Well, we could just go on and on tonight, but I am fired up. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. If there's a ministry that needs prayer, get up here quick, quick. I'm not going to hold you long, but I want to release from my spirit. And folks, if you think for one moment I'm bragging on Bob Nichols, dear God, I know who I am, and I know it's God. God's the heavy. Praise be unto God. It's God that's the heavy. It's God that's the heavy. Hallelujah. One of the greatest faith teams, one of the greatest faith giants in the world, and God's not through, and the best is yet to come. Man, I ought to have you lay hands on me, but I just reach out and I say in the name of Jesus, you will know. Don't worry about it. You will know. Don't worry about it. Don't fret. Let not your heart be troubled. You will know. You will know. You'll know. And when God's in it, it works. When God's in it, any change in it, you'll know. You will know. That's the word I hear God saying. You will know. Oh, thank God. Thank God. Prayer ministry that reaches out to the world in the name of Jesus. Now, Dale, stay with you. Said it out of your own mouth, but I just repeat, you were speaking prophetically. Your wife had it pegged. All of us sometimes get ideas that are outside what we really are anointed to do. I just say, you stay with what you know best. Stay with what works. I mean, with your background, your experience, your age, you're a very unusual man, all the doors that God has opened for you. Don't short circuit what God will give you the strength and God will give you the grace. You can't go everywhere everybody wants you to go, but God will give you the strength and God will give you the grace. And my God has and he shall supply all of your need, Dale Gentry, in the name of Jesus. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Thank you for leading our church in prayer. Yamati Allah Masai. Folks, we have such great men and women of God here. I am humbled to be able to pray. In the name of Jesus. Doors are just beginning to open. I know you've heard this before, but doors are just beginning to open. You're going to see doors open. You'll say, Shilabakato. My God. Let that anointing flow. They said it couldn't be done, but you just didn't know it. You didn't know it couldn't be done. What you've done is admirable. What you've done is seldom being done in the kingdom of God. I don't know what part we're to do of that, but I just say this. Let God lead you. Don't let people push you. Let God lead you. Don't let people push you. Let God lead you. And where He guides, He provides. Oh, the anointing is, faithful over a few things, I've made you ruler over many. Say, you know that. That's no new revelation. Oh, in the name of Jesus. From the Kleenex side of the desk. That's what he said preaching. He said, I came to see Pastor Nichols, and this time I was on the Kleenex side of the desk. Father, I just thank you for fresh oil, new wine. Oh, radical balance, radical balance, radical balance. In the name of Jesus. Radical. Radical. Yeah. Sukutu faremba. Thank you for being faithful to this man of God. Tharemasitura. Vidibesi koto. Direbosukoto. Rebasukoto. Vidninima. Yeah. The go-to guy. Yeah. Derebosha. You need a go-to with visionaries. You need anointed experience. New beginning. It's hard to envision this big body in a little mini car. He don't do that no more. God's got him in a 250. Amen. Oh, Shabaraka, new beginning. Stay teachable, stay touchable, Dave Hinton. Stay teachable, stay touchable. Yeah, keep on calling in like you are. Yeah, let's stay in contact. If I can't talk, I'll tell you, but we'll make time. We'll do it. Yedabatora, open those prison doors for this man. Open those school doors. Open those women's prison. Women that have been ripped and raped, pilfered. Open the women's prison, Father, so that the love of God can shine in. Oh, new beginning. You know, I just want to say this because I told Brother Tom, I said, God wants you to come. I had to let him find that in his, he wanted to come, but there'll always be things. But it was God's will for you guys to be here. It was God's will. I know there's reasons to stay home for a few days. I do understand that. I'm a pastor. But I say in the name of Jesus, there's a wall of fire about you and Vicky. There's a wall of fire about you. Walk softly. Watch your words. Don't put out information to the enemy. In fact, they say it sounded like Pastor Luther's gone silent. Yeah, silent to what I should be silent about and vocal about what I should be vocal about. In the name of Jesus. Thank God. Oh, my God. Fresh oil. Fresh. Furabakashebo kurakasa. I got to move. Horabaturasi kotorangandorabakasha. There it is. Yato. Man, ought to have these people lay hands. Yes, on us. You're stepping into a new role, brother. You're stepping into big shoes. Oh, but that they'll become the size that others need to wear. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for supplying mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, every need of this family. There it is. Oh, such as I have, I give you, Jesus. Jesus' name. My God. Oh, Ribashi, this precious family. Hurt in the name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Rebabadore Kosa. Oh, Reka. Let nothing shock you in the ministry. Let nothing shock you in the ministry. God says you've handled it well, but let nothing shock you. Yeah, just keep on doing what I told you last, lifting up the hands of your husband. Now I've released you, let you retire from your job and duties. Hurimasai, fresh oil, new wine. There's a role of an intercessor that you're entering for your, especially for your husband. Yeah, yeah, bokota, shikato, in the name of Jesus, receive, receive. Lift your hands right now. Yadamato rakasakatai. Shakatya. Jesus' name. There it is. Yeah. Yeah. Yadabovarakasa. Yadoramaba. Yeah. 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 That's okay. Let go of that. Shibofoho. Shikatalabuba. Oh, God, anoint this man. Somebody's got to have an answer for Haiti. I've said that for years. You know, Bob Tilton used to say the answer to Mexico is to buy it. You know, he used to say, but somebody's got to have an answer for Haiti. God, there's a divine connection in your heart. You've been there countless times. I know that. But God's going to give you answers for Haiti. Answers. Not just visits or ministry, but answers. And connect you with the right. And I curse that island. It was dedicated to Satan. I curse that island, that altar, that goat that was offered to Satan. In the name of Jesus. Church, pray with me right now. I waded into something here. Not with this man, but I mean, where? In the name of Jesus. Let's intercede for Haiti. You can throw money at Haiti all day long. Money's not the answer. We need the Holy Ghost in Haiti. Yadaboko rakashikata. Yandoramaka rakashikata. Jesus is Lord over Haiti. Satan, you've had it long enough. Go! 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 In the name of Jesus. Darabaka. Jesus is Lord over Haiti. I protect you with a wall of fire, the word, the name, the blood of Jesus. And I release in you answers to Haiti. Answers, answers, answers. Atate beshiko to rakata di gandoro makata. Yato va sheko to ra yandere bosho. God wants to release more wealth into your hands, brother. God just spoke that to me as I stood. God wants to release. Yeah, I know times are testy, but in the name of my God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, just direct that pipeline right into his pocketbook and his spirit. Jesus' name. Money. Money. Oh, rakashakatai. Shilabaka. I'll be back over to the other side in just a moment. Yarabakatai. Yarabobakatai. Yendurabobashukoto. My brother, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Bless this pastor. Bless him, Lord. God, I'm asking you to give him more souls than he's ever seen before. Souls. Harvest. 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 Give them souls. Souls.
Souls, yeah, souls. Oh, yeah, the souls. Oh, yeah, the divinity. Oh, hold those hands up in the name of Jesus. Oh, Rakadaya Sai. Oh, Yakadaya Waka. Shout a shout of victory.
Hallelujah, God Almighty.
Come on.
There are souls in Israel that are going to be saved.
I believe that. There's a prophecy connecting this church with revival in Israel. It's in God's hands. How did bo do do bo kora kashi nebe nera bo shekato yeto horengado yarama barakata. What you've gone through is just a bump in the road, Barbara. Just a bump in the road. Satan's tried every way in the world to affect your spirit, but he can't do it. He can't do the best. You can go around the world on the Holy Ghost. Go around the world on the Holy Ghost. Oh! Your spirit. Greater anointing. Fresh oil, new wine. Hey, yeah, a new song. Hold it. You know, I know a few extra moments here tonight. I didn't mean to just, I'm not trying to take time, but folks, we're seeing lives transformed. You get magazines and you see things on television. You think, oh, if I could just be a part of some great ministry. You're part of a great ministry in this room tonight. You're part of a life-changing ministry that's touching. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, John Hall, I release the fire and the anointing of God. Be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. Be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. She, yeah, motor rekasa. Hold your hand out to Evangelist Glenn Chin tonight. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for my precious brother. Lord, he's gone through a time of testing in his body, but I just say stronger than ever. Oh, this gift is so special in the hands of God. Glenn, you've been a faithful messenger. You've been a faithful evangelist. You've gone where most field ministries won't go, couldn't go. But you've gone and you've always left the footprints of Jesus. Father, I just thank you for perfect health and healing in his eyes and in his body tonight. And yeah, the best is yet to come, brother. Best is yet to come. Let me get back. Just praise God with me. Just worship. Folks, there's millions of dollars worth of souls happening in this place. Millions of dollars worth of souls. We're not playing games. I mean, we're cutting in. That bite we took on Haiti a while ago, we're going to hear some testimonies out of that. Hallelujah. I'm no authority on Haiti. I just know I've been there, and I know what I felt when I was there, and I know this brother has a key to that.
Lord, I hunger thirst.
I still care, Brother Tom. I still care. I still care. This church still cares. We care. You have a gift. Oh. Sheka, oh, fresh oil, new wine, my God. Faithful. Lynn, you're such a faithful woman. You're like your mother. You have that faithful spirit of intercession and prayer. How old is your mother? 90 what? 94. Still praying. Still interceding. Father, I just thank you in the name of Jesus that Lynn's intercession gets stronger and stronger and stronger. Jesus' name. You're a mighty woman of God. Honey, won't you come up here with me? Come on up here with me. Shaya bai. I'm sorry. In the name of Jesus. Speak supernatural divine protection over these folks from Mexico. I mean, his city, which was kind of the pearl of Mexico, has now become a bloody pearl. It's hard to imagine. I haven't been there since all the violence came in. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over the Crows and over all of their church, all of their church members, their staff. Every one of them had to trade their cars and drive something that's dependable, but not really what you'd want to do, because the drug dealers just come and take your cars. They come to people with property and make with guns. They say, sign your property over to us, and you wouldn't believe what's happening in certain parts of Mexico. And more than one voice has said, in the name of, I see the fire of God in Ciudad Victoria. Fire! The fire of God, the fire of the gospel of Christ. Fire! I command that fear, that tension. Anyone would feel some tension, some fear. You have to watch where you drive in your own city. That's weird. In the name of Jesus, protect them. Protect that little plane they bought so they don't have to drive to the border now. Protect them. Give that son wisdom in all of his flying. Oh, Father. Yeah, Raborema Sikata. In the name of Jesus. Man, God's with you. God's with you, Bob. Oh, Ikodorashaya. Jesus, Jesus. Sherabovataya, son. Rufus, you guys have been faithful, 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 faithful. I could have looked at my watch and just said, we're not going to have a prayer line, but I'm doing what God instructed me to do. Father, in the name of Jesus, God's seen you through. God's seen you guys through there. Yeah. Jesus is Lord over Romania. Jesus is Lord. Ho, shakapoto. Oh, hallelujah. Joy, just put your arms around it. Oh, Jesus is Lord over the wine ops tonight. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Supernatural divine protection. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Supernatural divine protection. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me through, darling. Let me just get by you here. Praise God. Fire of God. Fire of God upon you, brother. Oh, radical, liberal Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Oh, the fire of God rules and reigns. The fire of God. Oh, that house on the prairie is a house of intercession and prayer. Be sure and keep our names up there. I know you do. In the name of Jesus, stronger prayer than you've ever prayed before. Radical prayers. Oh, I see the answer. Yada bokota, yenda da bokora kasa. Oh, Father, I pray for Pastor Keith Johnson tonight and all of those that are with him here and for all of those at home. We're all reaching out for the fresh winds of the Holy Spirit. We're all reaching out. How does God lead us now? I just say in the name of Jesus, my brother. In the name of Jesus, you will know. Part of it you know, but you will know. You will know. And when you apply your faith, you'll watch it come to pass. You know, it's like the house of Cornelius and Peter. God knew how to get people together. God knew. People are coming to your house. I'm talking about your church. People are coming to your house. Yeah. They didn't used to come to that crazy church. They didn't used to come, but now they're coming. They're coming, they're coming, they're coming. Hurabakasai. Everything you need, I declare it for you in the name of Jesus. Yeah, we call it in. We call it in. We call it in. North, south, east, and west. I agree. It is. You've gotten your money's worth out of this trip. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
In this very
oh, thank you, Father.
Thank you. Thank you. You, my God, my God. You're going back with fresh oil and new wine, brother. You're going back with fresh oil and new wine. I just say thank you to the team that's held steady with their pastor. You've seen some good days and you've seen some crazy days, but your best days are yet to come. Be faithful unto death. God has a crown of life. My God. Thank God you're not with the church that's spinning its wheels. NG double hood. Yeah. Oh, one You got God's music to the bone. You guys have God's music to the bone. Oh my God, you were born. Oh my God. Oh, with gifts and giftings. Oh. I see a gift of healing operating in both of you. I see your hands as healing hands. Yeah, it's nothing necessarily spectacular, but when you meet a sick person, you say, you mind if I pray? And when you pray, hell breaks loose and runs. You not only sing it, you lay your hands on it. Just the beginning. I know you've had numerous, just the beginning of music breakthroughs, just the beginning. Yeah, you've been submitted unto your pastor, submitted unto the Holy Ghost, just the beginning, just the beginning, just the beginning. Boy, that's a lot better than City Symphony, isn't it? Woo! Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I tell you, I admire faith. Oh, Joy, just put your arm around Roz there. Just put your arm around her. Put it in the name of Jesus. The fire of God. Fire of God be upon you. If anybody must go, I certainly understand that. But we're almost through doing what, but we're not through. Just almost. In the name of Jesus. Whew, my God. God's giving you answers, David. God's giving you God's giving you answers. God's giving answers. God's giving answers. God's giving answers. Hallelujah. God's giving answers. Pastor Bill Knight, you're a strong man. You're a fearless man. Man, I see a solidity in you that you've never had before. I mean, you're a different man. You're a different man than you were in Israel. Something's happened. There's a resolution inside of you. No more wondering who you are or what you are. You know who you are. Like Hezekiah, you got the junk out of the temple now. Now it's time for breakthroughs. Breakthroughs. Jesus' name upon Heather and the children, the leadership of that church. I want about 5 or 6 of you ministers just join me and lay hands on Dan here. I want some of you veterans, come. Some of you veterans, come quickly. Come quickly. Just lay your hands on Brother Dan. Shilabaka. Father, I lay my hands on Dan. Ho! Ho! There's been a night, but the day is coming. There's been a night, but the day is coming. There's been a night, but the day is coming. The day is coming. Yeah. Yeah, groan that out in this Holy Ghost. Groan it out. Oh. Yeah. Oh. Thank you. Some of you guys just kneel down there and lay hands on him. Oh, ragada la bashaka. Oh, la ba la ba la ba. After all my years of experience, I don't think I'd have done as well as that brother's done. God bless Dan and Ashley. God bless them. God bless them. Bless them, Father. Oh, you guys pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray. Pray, pray in the Holy. Hey, ho, ho. I'll be back in a minute. Oh, God. Bless these faithful people. Woo! Shekata. Faithful man who can find, but when God finds a faithful man or a faithful woman, watch out. Boy, you guys, I just see you through the eyes of God being faithful. I'm going to tell you, people are going to be faithful, but you're loyal. Yeah, nabashekatai. Whew. Best is yet to come, man. That's all I know to say. Yeah, and then my dear Boko Sakata, no the Basekoto, Derebavasa. Oh, in a world of changing finance, God's going to give you stability. You will know what the big shots don't know. You'll know what seasoned financiers don't know. You'll know. You will know by the Holy Ghost that is in you. Yeah. Listen well, listen close. Listen most to the Holy Ghost. Yeah. For when all seems lost, you've already paid the cost. And get ready. Don't move in foolish haste. Don't move in folly or pride. Just move with me right at your side, saith the Lord. And you'll see breakthrough when others are suffering loss. You will see breakthrough. Whoo! I know that's being recorded. Someone will get that. You see, Rob, I remember when you drive that Volvo truck across Europe bringing hospital supplies, and you weren't married then, but now God's given you a wonderful companion. You'd sleep in your truck. You've been faithful, but you've also depended on the Holy Ghost. Jesus, now greater anointing, greater fire. Oh yeah. Healing, signs, wonders, miracles. Some people think financial miracles aren't important. You better know they're important. Yeah. Where the money is where the attention of the world is. Now it's on China. But I say in the name of Jesus, there's going to be a girl that's not Chinese. But she's got the Holy Ghost. God's going to give you strategies. Ha, 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 ha. Woo! My God, strategies. And as a surfer looks for the big wave, get your surfboard in place. Bigger waves are coming. Woo! Glory to God. Never prophesied that way before. Glory to God. Yadabokorakasha. In the name of Jesus, God, you see the hunger of this man's heart. Glory to God. Hold your hands up, brother. Hold your hands. Yeshekata. In the name of Jesus. Fire! Fire of God. Flow through him, Father, from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. In Jesus' name. Oh, Yadabakora. Yeah, there it is. There it is, brother. It's not all a clap of thunder. Sometimes he moves quietly. Mike, in Jesus' name. Oh, in Jesus' name. Oh, de la boca dura bacasa. Yo, catarracasa. Oh, brother, God's with you. God's with you. God's for you. God's through you. God loves you, man. God loves you. Do you know that? God's at work. Are you a pastor? Yeah, God loves pastors. He knows where you've been and he knows where you're going. Sometimes it can be a very lonely position, but I say in the name of Jesus, you never walk alone. You never walk alone. Sheep need a shepherd. Oh, dear God, sheep need a shepherd. God knows your heart. God knows the cry of your heart in coming. Oh, I just say receive it now in Jesus' name. You're going to have answers before you get home, brother. You're going to have answers. You hear me? You're going to have answers before you get home. I heard God say that. Did you drive or fly? Well, get you a good hot CD praise tape or two and just play those things. Keep your phone off while you're driving, I mean, for a period of time, and just worship God. I had a praise tape. I drove 4 hours across Colorado. I'll never be the same again. Snow and sleet and black ice. But I was listening and the Holy Ghost was speaking. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for coming, Mike. You'll have answers before you get home. I want to hear about it. You don't have to be lengthy, but just. I got to. Oh, my Jesus. Help us, Lord. If you need to go, I understand it. Don't know. Do what God tells me to do. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God, touch my precious brother tonight. Just say a loud yes to the Holy Ghost. Yes.
Come on, come on.
Yes.
Come on, come on.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Woo. Hey, that's all right. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, la ba la. You'll never know throughout eternity what it meant to me for you to stand up in that meeting a while back. You just stood up and spoke your heart. Thank you. Thank you for having the courage to stand up and speak as an oracle of God. Lord, give him success on top of success on top of success. That's the way A. Allen got started. That's the way Oral Roberts got started. That's the way Kenneth Hagin got. Whoa! Just be faithful where you are. And I just release the fire of God upon you and in you. There you go, David. There it is. There's none. My God, there's electrical current flowing through you, brother. Go, ho, hurry up. Hey, hey, ho, 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 ha! JD, God bless you. Oh, God bless this hungry man. Bless him, bless him. Woo. Oh, Rabakara Kashoko. Oh, 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 oh. Rabakasha, fire of God, fire of God, fire, 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 fire of God, fire of God, fire of God, hallelujah, fire of God, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, fire of God, fire of God, fire of God, you ready, brother? Fire, there it is, Yahashuko, fire, fire, fire. Just receive it. Receive. Yeah, yeah. Do, do, do. Fire. 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 Oh, yatodabashakoto. Boy, God's got some firewood to work with here. Oh, no more booger by night. Huh? No more barger by day and booger by night.
Amen.
Wall to wall.
That's right.
You and I know what we're talking about, don't we? In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You've come into your own. You guys come into your own. Yeah. It's worth the whole trip just to be here tonight. Yeah. Yeah. God said, do it, do it. God said, stay, stay. If God said, yay, God says, yay, you say yay. Who in Jesus' name, the fire of God upon these people. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, you've stood the test and you've come into your own. You've stood the test. You don't have to back up, shut up, or... Yeah. There'll always be Sennacherib's, but you know what God does with Sennacherib's. Yeah. She cut that. Just hold on to that big angel. Glory to God. Oh, God, I thank you for these precious ministers. Oh, my God. Thank you for these precious believers, these precious people. Fire. Fire of God. Fire in your hands. Fire in your heart. Fire. Oh, in Jesus' name. There it is. Oh, my Lord, man, you ought to pray for me, Ricky. Oh, God, bless these precious people. Ricky, I'm so proud of you, man. You guys didn't quit. You didn't quit. You didn't quit. I plead the blood over everything you set your hand to, those radio stations. My God, everything that this man of God is doing, radio and television. You don't worry about competition. There is no competition. If God be for you, who can be against you? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Brother, God's proud of you. God's proud of you. And those of us that know you are proud of you. Oh, there's millions of souls. This man has 70 stations that God's placed him. Think about that. Just the potential. Not only the potential, what is. In Jesus' name. Oh, in Jesus' name. My God. Kudobakataya. Shilabokotoya sai. There's healing in your hands. You know that, don't you? Yeah, there's healing in you. Woo! More stations. You know what to do with them. Oh, my God, man. Jeremy. Blessed is the man that has children working with him and for him. My God, my God. Jesus! It's holy. Watch it much. Yeah, Holy Ghost and fire. Holy Ghost and fire. Holy Ghost and fire. Holy Ghost and fire. Fire! Fire. Holy Ghost and fire. Oh, my God. You have a sweet smile. The devil said, what? Oh, fire! Fire. Fire. Oh, you got. Oh, God bless this family. God bless this family. Ooh. God bless this family. My Lord, hallelujah. Is Tom Luther gone yet? I need to talk to him when I get through here. Praise God. Hallelujah, if he's not God. Oh, Jesus. God, thank you for Brother Kenneth and Joyce. God bless them. Oh, God, thank you. Oh, how we saw you turn. Turn, turn, turn. Oh, God bless you. Oh, what a privilege, what a blessing to have this family here. Oh, Rebetidi, Sikato, Brakasha, Yendo, Re, Yendo, Ha, Yeho, Ha, Ha, Yeah, 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 Oh, Yeah, Yeah. Yeah, the devil said, what? Oh, ah, fire, fire. Oh, 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 shake out thy fire, fire of God. Fire, fire of God, fire of God, fire of God. Hallelujah. You've made a total commitment to Jesus. Huh? Yeah. You're not going back. Not going back. Don't ever go back. Never. There's nothing to go back to. You understand that? There's nothing to go back to.
There's nothing to go back to.
Oh, your first name again. I'm sorry.
Dennis,
sir. Yeah, okay. You know, Dennis, there was a night that changed the rest of my life. I know change is already started, but I just say in the name of Jesus, I build a wall of fire about you. Satan will never trick you or deceive you as he has in the past. And when you're under temptation, you run to this house. Don't you run away.
Okay.
Don't run away. Run to. Run to. Okay. That's good. That's all you have. Just okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because there's love in this house. We love. We care. Sita pokore. We love. We care. The fire of God be upon you, brother. Urabakasha. Erabaka. You've been such a wonderful group of people tonight. I think I'm four away from finishing this prayer line. I think. Yes, yes. So, oh, receive it, yeah, receive it, yeah, there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Take that just out of before children's ministry. It's not just. Oh, oh, there's many that receive the call, but they wouldn't heed the call. You have. I'm telling you, your reward is just as great, just as powerful as any great big name ministry that you've heard anywhere. Oh, kids are big stuff with God. Big stuff with Jesus. You've not only been faithful, you've been loyal. In Jesus' name. Stronger anointing than you've ever had. Oh, stronger anointing, stronger anointing, stronger than before. Stronger. Strong. Strong. Oh, Pam, Yanamashie Katai. I like that team member. God bless his teams. Thank you for the seeds you've sown into our precious Janet, too. Oh, oh, Shekato Rebeva Kasai. Derabo Kora Kasakatai. Yorabaka Shekato Rakasai. Praise God. If you just leave quietly, you can pull the bright lights down. Just, you guys need to, you've been a wonderful audience to hold steady here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, oh, Michael. Enjoyed being with you in Israel so much. Oh, she got. every word that was spoken on Israel will surely come to pass. It will surely come to pass. Surely. There it is. There it is. There, yes, God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, what'd you hold yourself for, huh? Huh? Just, yes, yes, yes. Fool! Yeah, there it is. There it is. There. I don't know why you hold on to that pew. Yeah, shit, God, daughter ain't got none. Boy, you guys are faithful and loyal. You're a good man. You're a good man. You're a good man. Boy, I respect you too. Jesus' name, my God. My God. My God. My Soto. You little faith giant, you. Glory to the best. I don't want to frighten the little one, so I just agree. Yeah. Hi, darling. How you doing? Your pastor and wife, we love you. Oh, you going to give me your passy? All right. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's a real saint right there. I wish all believers would take their passes out. And... In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I bless mommy and I bless you and I bless brother. Okay? That's okay. Yeah, that's okay. She said, that's okay. Yeah. Boy, I like your spirit. Yeah. I wish all believers would say yes. I would take your passy out and say yes. You got to have some fun with this. You go nuts, you know. Praise God. You've got to have a sense of humor in the ministry. Father, in the name of Jesus. I've heard you say about three significant things here in the last few hours. I believe there's a new awakening coming in you, brother. There's a new awakening coming in. Now, this isn't the only place you're supposed to, but I tell you, you're loved in this house. I want you to know it. You're loved in this house. We love you. We value you. We esteem you. Father, I just say in the name of Jesus, fresh oil, new wine. Fresh oil. No hasty decisions. That's where you've missed it in the past. You just roar off and make a hasty decision. Just hold steady. Oh, yes, sir. We'll all talk more. Receive that. Oh. You two are guilty of holding up our hands. Blessing. Oh, God bless Laura. God bless her. God bless her. Oh, Brother Charlie, God bless you. Hold on to him. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, let's all just praise God. We'll let you go. Oh, David Patton, I love you, brother. You're such a good brother. You've come through the water and you come through the fire. You helped break down that door at the power tower, didn't you? You were on our church maintenance staff. Oh, my God, my God. David, you've grown by leaps and bounds. You're not the same David I used to know. Oh, Jesus is living big in you, brother. Jesus is living big in you, brother. Thank you for holding steady, Dad. I tell you, God blesses people that hold steady. All of you, I just let you do what you want to do. I don't want to hold anybody. You've been such a wonderful audience. Oh, thank you for believing with us. Hold your hand out to this dear brother.
Thank you.
Well, Satan's tried every way in the world to try to harpoon you. I guess that's the right word. But, brother, you're in a house that won't let go. Oh, she got the ass.
Thank
You're in a house that won't let go.
I love you, Pastor.
I love you too, man. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. The devil's a liar, man. God's not keeping score for any time you missed it. Cool. Yeah, just praise the Lord. She lebo rabba koraka sakata. Woo! I'll tell you, there's nothing any more valuable in this universe than being in the presence of God. One more time, just reach up, plug into that socket of heaven. Father God, thank you for these precious, precious people. Thank you, Lord. I can't explain it, but something's happened in this room tonight. Something has happened in this room. Hallelujah. Now, Kenneth Copeland preached 2.5 hours, and he said, thank you for listening to me rant and rave tonight. I don't think I was 2.5 hours, but in prayer lines and all that, we have been here quite a while. But I just thank you for holding steady tonight. Folks, I'm a preacher, and I need this. I'm not exempt. I drink from the same fountain everybody else drinks from. And we're not going to quit, Pastor Don. We're not going to quit. We're not going to quit. I'm a lot wiser tonight than I used to be, but we're not going to quit. Hallelujah. Brother Bob Crow, we're not going to quit. We've got women that will kill us if we quit, right? God bless you. We dismiss you. Let you go back to the fellowship time. God bless you. We love you. God loves you. Be here in the morning. I'm not trying to run you off. Jesus said, give you them to eat. So I just say in the name of Jesus, we give you to eat. Amen. Tomorrow night, Brother Rodney will be here Thursday morning and Thursday night. Hallelujah. Thanks for getting a head start on this. Side.